Hey, everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Gromp Series. So, hey, sorry I didn't get a report out on Monday, but we were doing the live stream at the NKF Surf Pro-Am, and that starts already like first thing in the morning, so we had to be there before, you know, first light, getting set up and getting the cameras going and everything. But, hey, we had a really great time at the NKF this weekend. If you didn't make it this year, plan on making it next year. It's always a super fun time. A lot of great surfing, a lot of great events. Goes to a really good cause. So, yeah, just a win-win for everyone. If you missed out on the live stream, I'm going to be posting those up on YouTube, just however long it takes a couple hundred gigabyte files to upload, and probably be doing a highlight reel at some point later this week. So anyway, back to the report. Hey, today on Wednesday, we have choppy east-northeast wind swell at about 6 seconds. The east-northeast winds coming in the mid-20s is really not helping things. For Thursday, east winds in the mid-teens to start today, and they're going to turn more southeast by the afternoon, drop off a little bit. That should clean things up a little bit. We could see, I mean, there might be some leftover shoulder plus surf out there from the northeast at about 8 seconds in the better spots. So kind of keep an eye on the cams and look where it's lining up. Now looking ahead, surf is going to drop off a notch for Friday as the winds clock around the north, and then they're going to build a little bit for the afternoon. Now we should see a northeast 9 to 10 second swell start to fill in after last light on Friday. That's going to build for the weekend a little, topping out on Saturday, and then we're going to be kind of on a downward trend starting on Sunday and into the start of next week. Now, that's not to say it shouldn't be good on Sunday. We have winds in the low teens from the northeast on Saturday, but that should turn more to the east and ease a little on Sunday, especially north of the Cape. We're still going to have onshore winds, but a lot lighter, so that's going to clean things up enough where it should organize and be pretty fun, especially for Sunday afternoon. So next week is a little up in the air still. We have a storm that's going to be coming up in the Gulf. It may come our way, it may not. The models are still high disagreement on that. So I'm not really going to say too much on that at the moment, but just to let you know that there's something out there and it's going to be pushing our weather around, and that's going to make it really hard to figure out exactly what the surf is going to do next week until it gets a little closer. So anyway, I'll be back on Friday, let you guys know if I can give you a little better update on what next week's going to look like. And until then, be sure to check those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out. Surf.